Welcome to day two of Jesus Revealed. And in season two, as we've said in day one, this is Jesus Revealed in Purpose. And in day one, just as a minor reflection, Pastor Adrian highlighted the fact that Jesus is surely the focal point of all purpose in the life of a believer because he holds all things together. And we find our blessings through him, by him, and that is the only way then through to the Father. And in day two, I'm joined by Pastor Marcus Thomas. Pastor Marcus, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Zinke. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome to be here. Excited.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to have you. I'm excited for our discussion today. Yeah. So today we are talking specifically around the Word became flesh. And our reference scripture for today is found in, as we all know, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14. And it reads as follows. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling place among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Pastor Marcus, when we look at this passage, obviously, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, there was a Word and the Word became flesh. The significance of, or the importance of Jesus being referenced as a Word of God, could you please just maybe unpack that for us and why that's important to us as believers to know?
Thank you, Zinkler. Interesting question. John chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yeah.
So again, we see Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created.
Yeah.
Go to verse number 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. So already you see from the foundation, Jesus being revealed.
Yeah.
In essence, he is the light of the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus now, in Genesis 1, 3, tells you, God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
So if we go a little bit deeper into that, Psalms 107 says to us, and I sent my word, and my word did what? Healed them. 2 Corinthians 5:8 tells us, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us back to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given us the ministry of reconciliation. So if we say it in our local lingo, it is he used man to reconcile man back to himself.
Wow.
And obviously that man being the flesh,
yes,
Jesus. Yeah. Pastor Adrian yesterday spoke about Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Yeah.
In heavenly places. So again, you see that. But then it goes a little bit deeper than that. He says, just as he chose us.
Mm-hmm.
When did he choose us? Before the foundations of the world, that we should be where? In him and without blame. So if I say to Minister Zinkler tonight, it is before the beginning.
Yeah.
Began to begin.
Yeah.
You and I were. Where were we? We understand that again in verse number 5 tells us this is our purpose. What is our purpose? Our purpose is that we are divine.
Yeah.
Amen. We are divine design in his mind. So way before this beginning of the earth, the foundation of the earth began, Jesus was already in existence.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When God said, let there be, there was. Let is a word of permission.
Yes.
We go and we understand that in the same text of John, he says, nothing which was made that was made by Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus himself shows you that already he is the Word, and the Word manifested itself in the form of the flesh.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Marcus, and for that outlay. I want to then look at then this Word becoming flesh, and I think it says it dwelt among us.
Amen.
Right? And why did why did this have to be so? Why did Jesus not just become the Word? Why did the Word have to become flesh?
Imagine if God had said to you and appeared to you.
Yeah.
Who is God? John 4, verse 19. God is spirit. So if God had to come to you and say to you, I am God, who are you going to be focused on? Who are you going to be looking at? Yeah. So God himself had to manifest himself in the flesh. So that for 33 years, he lived amongst us.
Yeah.
He operated like us. He ate what we ate. He drank what we drank. So he had to reveal himself in the form of flesh. So that you and I and the rest of the world can identify who he is.
That's very powerful. Because I think then, and maybe to just to segue into a sub-point to that, there's something around Jesus becoming flesh being relevant to us and him experiencing the condition of man.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in scripture it says he experienced everything but did not sin.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Without blemish.
Yeah.
A sinless man.
Amen.
The same text John tells you that he became poor.
Yeah.
So that we can be rich. He became sin so that you and I can be made righteous.
Amen.
So
Amen.
He took on the sins of the world.
Yeah.
And you know, even Zinkley, just to add on, before the foundations of the earth, when Jesus, this God, created mankind,
yeah,
he needed a backup. Because man is created with a certain type of DNA that is going to cause him to falter, that is going to cause him to sin. So God already had himself as a backup plan.
Yeah.
So that he would then manifest himself, take the sins of the world upon himself.
Mm.
We find that in Genesis chapter 22, you know, where the ram that was caught by the thicket by the horn. Now, you and I understand that the ram is the father to the lamb.
Yeah.
So it is the ram that manifested himself in the flesh and came in the form of the Son of Man.
Amen. Amen.
So that man can live amongst men.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you for that, Pastor Marcus. And I then want to look at it and think about from a purpose, because this is obviously season two and Jesus revealed in purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And from what you were saying and from what Pastor Adrian is saying, all of this was purpose from the foundations of the world.
Amen.
Everything was purpose from there on. Now, in the life of a believer, how should we think about our purpose in Christ in the context of all of this, in the context of Jesus being the Word from the beginning, Jesus coming down as flesh, and dwelling among us, and Jesus becoming sin, and even becoming poor for our wholeness?
If we apply the application, we must recognize that our existence is not random.
Yeah.
Our existence is intentional. So we all have been created with an intent.
Mm.
The intent, we need to embrace the truth that God has uniquely equipped you and I for our very own assignment. We have been chosen to speak. How do we speak?
Mm-hmm.
To worship.
Yeah.
How do we worship? To praise this creator of the universe. That is our purpose on the surface of this earth. We are to be without blame in Christ.
Yeah.
So our function is to worship him, to praise him. That is the will of God.
Mm.
That's what it says in the book of Ephesians 1, 5, and 6. That's the will of God.
Yeah.
That we should worship him. That's the purpose.
Yeah.
The purpose of humanity is to demonstrate the eternal God to mankind upon the earth.
Yeah. Amen, Pastor Marcus. There was actually a point on the sidelines of our conversation where you then centered the Word of God or Scripture and how then that ties in to this ultimate purpose that I'd really, really want you to also tap into?
If the Word of God tells me that in the beginning was the Word,
yeah,
and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we look at it deeply, God said he's going to do what? He's going to send his Word.
Yeah.
So what is his Word? The Word is no longer a what factor.
Yeah.
The Word is now a person.
Mm-hmm.
So who is the Word that he sent? Because it is that Word that will heal your disease.
Yeah.
And the Word that will heal your disease, if you look at it then now, leading up to these 40 days of fasting, that's what Lent means. Mm-hmm. Lent in Italian, in the Latin language, means to fast, to
yeah.
observe. So, yes, Jesus saying to you, God saying to you, I'm going to manifest myself in the flesh. Mm. I'm going to take your sin upon me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to nail it to the cross. And then I'm going to rise yeah. to give you that victory. That's your purpose, to have victory
yeah.
over death.
Amen.
By choosing Jesus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that if we believe in him, we should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
So again, it is Jesus becoming flesh, taking on the sins of the world. It is he, Jesus, that has healed us from every disease, iniquity, from every sin.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of Jesus.
Mm, mm, mm.
That's the purpose of God manifesting himself
yeah.
in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor
Amen.
Marcus. And, and thank you for just elevating the centrality of Christ being the incarnate Word.
Amen.
And that Word becoming flesh, and then ultimately then bringing that up to seeing how central Christ is to all life and ultimately then all purpose.
Amen.
And that's why then, to your point, I think your second last point that you were making is that all life, the ultimate purpose, really points to our worship and exaltation of Christ.
Also, to let us not forget this point, that he said everything that was made
yeah.
was made by whom?
Mm-hmm.
Was made by Jesus.
Yeah.
Nothing which was created, that was created.
Yeah.
Everything was created for him.
Yeah.
For who? For Jesus. Everything was created for him.
Amen.
You and I were created for him, the plants, the animals.
Yeah.
We all were created by him, for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. So let everything that has
breath. Correct. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you so much, Pastor Marcus, for sharing with us. And to everyone that was listening, I just pray that that was a blessing for you. And seeing how this Word became flesh and the implications of that. Now, I trust you will walk this journey with us then in day three as we peel, as I've said before, as we unpack and unlayer all of what Christ is in purpose. So God bless you, and we pray that you will then like and subscribe us on all platforms that you watch and listen to this. God bless you.